Following Tuesday's raid, a pro-government newspaper linked to the country's prime minister ran with the headline, Duraz cleansed of Iranian agents. Sheikh Maitham Al Salman from the Bahraini Human Rights Observatory believes the government clearly feels it's been given the green light from the new U.S. administration.
It's clear from the day the current administration signed the contract that human rights and democratic values are not the priority in foreign policy making anymore. And it's no coincidence for analyzers to witness President Trump assuring the King of Bahrain just 48 hours before the crackdown. He clearly said that he knows that there were strains in the relationship with Bahrain in the past. Only 48 hours before the brutal crackdown on Duraz. This is obviously seen by human rights organizations across the globe as a green light.